I shakily got on all fours and looked down at Steph, smiling at her underneath me. "Look at your fucking face," I grinned. "There's cum and cunt juices smeared all over it. It's completely covered in the stuff."
You weren't too bothered where you rubbed your cunt as your orgasm got hold of you.
She grinned back at me. It was sliding all over the place. So I clung onto your hips real hard and just sort of rode out the storm. "Oops, sorry," I giggled. "I didn't realize." It was another 5 or 6 minutes before Steph could help me up onto my very shaky legs, and another 5 before I was able to walk. "Christ, I feel like I've been punched in the cunt," I said as I stood up with my legs wide apart for balance. "That was some fuck you gave me before I finally came."
I enjoyed it too," she smiled. "Say, are you okay to stand on your own?"
I think so, my darling. Why?" I asked. Instead of answering, Steph dived between my splayed legs and licked the full length of my hairy gash, and then sucked hard on puffy cunt lips, before licking the drying cum and cunt juices from my stocking tops all the way up the insides of my thighs.
"There,
nice and clean again," she smiled as she sat back on her haunches. That was nice, Steph," I smiled back at her. "Now let's get back to the car, because there's something I want to do for you." We walked back along the path and soon came to the gates by our parked car. "Lie back against the door, and let your coat fall open, and open your legs," I told her. She did as I said, her coat falling open and her semi-erect cock jutting out lewdly from her nylon-clad thighs. I then squatted down between her feet and sucked her knob end into my mouth, my lips tightly encircling her stiffening shaft as I slowly slid them up and down its full length. "Why don't you toss yourself off into my mouth while I squat between your thighs and then quickly slide your cock inside me right after you've come, so as we can kiss and share your cum with your cock buried deep inside me," I suggested.
I'd like that," she smiled,
taking a hold of her cock and starting to wank it. She leaned back against the car and thrust her hips forward, her erect cock jutting out blatantly from between her nylon-clad thighs and resting on my bottom lip. As her fist rapidly moved up and down her swollen shaft, I repeatedly slid my finger along my dripping gash and then coated her knob end with my cunt juices before licking them off, only to repeat the action when she was clean. It was, as I was busy sucking her clean, that a car suddenly came round the bend and shone its headlights directly at us, totally illuminating us for a split second before it passed on and went on its way. "I wonder if they saw us," Steph gasped. "So what if they did?" I replied with a giggle. "I bet they'd like to be here, doing what we're doing right now."
"We won't be here much longer, Linda. I'm nearly coming," she replied breathlessly.
"Oh, let it come, Steph," I begged her. "Spurt it into my mouth so we can share it while you fuck your cock into me." A second later, several surprisingly heavy spurts of cum shot into my mouth as Steph gasped out loud with each spurt, she quickly gripping her cock and easing it into my waiting cunt as I stood up, wrapped my arms around her, and our lips were an inch apart. I slowly opened my mouth to show her the gooey mess inside and felt her cock twitch deep inside my cunt, my lips then pressing hard against hers as we each held each other close. I let half of the cum in my mouth slowly dribble into hers. She moaned softly against my lips as the taste of her own cum swirled around her mouth, her cock giving another little twitch and finally flopping out of my cunt as she swallowed the cum and kissed me passionately.
That was nice, Linda,"
she breathed as we parted, a thin, viscous string of her cum stretching from our cum-coated lips and effectively tying us together.
"Now let me just kiss your cunt for you, and we'll go back to your place for a drink."
I let her slowly slide down my body and stood with my legs wide apart as she held my cunt lips open and repeatedly licked my open gash from bottom to top until it was completely clean of my cunt juices.
With a final kiss on my hairy gash, she stood up and we put our coats on before driving back home. This was the first of many trips to the park with Steph. With us meeting quite a few people that wanted to join in with us, and many that just wanted to watch. Steph still didn't feel okay about going out with us to the pub on my 17th birthday, so Mum said she'd arrange something else instead. So on the evening of my 17th birthday, everyone was round except Steph, and guess what? I'd only come on the day before. "Where's Steph?" I asked Mum in the kitchen. "Oh, she's held up at work. We'll be along a little later," she smiled. "Okay, so what surprise have I gotten lined up for my birthday?" I asked. "You'll just have to wait and see," she grinned. "But then again, you won't see."
"Won't see? What do you mean?" I asked.
"Well, this much I can tell you," she grinned. "Me, Michelle, and Susie are going to take you out tonight. Blindfolded."
"Blindfolded?" I repeated. "Where to? And what are we going to do?"
"Ah, that's the secret," she grinned. "So you go upstairs and get ready. I've already laid out what you're wearing." I dutifully went upstairs and found a lacy black basque, nylon, and heels on my bed. Having put them on, I posed in front of the mirrors for a few moments before going back downstairs to find everyone getting ready to go out. "We're all coming back here afterwards for something to eat and some drinks, so don't worry. We haven't forgotten your party," Mum explained. "In the meantime, slip your coat over your undies and follow us." We all went out to the car where Michelle promptly blindfolded me and told me the journey to where we were going would take about a half an hour. I was completely lost after 5 minutes and gave up trying to work it out. Where we were here, what we were actually going to do. As Mom would say, I was going to meet an old friend and no doubt make some more. We eventually arrived at our destination, having driven up a rough track of something by the way our car was rocking from side to side. I was then led out of the car, still blindfolded, over some rough ground to stand under some trees. From the background noise and the feel of the ground beneath my feet. "I'm guessing that I'm in some sort of wood," I said out loud.
"Clever girl," Mum repeated. "That's exactly where you are. Now we have to put some spreaders on you and get you knelt so's you're ready for your birthday treat."
My coat was removed and the spreaders were fitted round each of my knees, making it impossible to close my legs. Then I was made to kneel down on all fours before some rope was fixed around my wrist and passed back behind my knees, then back to my other wrist, effectively keeping me kneeling on all fours and quite unable to move.
"Right, Linda," Mum started, "just as you can picture it in your head where you are when things start to happen. You're tied up in the woods and completely at our mercy. Nothing nasty is going to happen to you, so you needn't be afraid. There are more people here than you think, and we can all see your exposed cunt, tits, and ass. Over the next hour or so, we're going to have our wicked way with you, and either fuck you or have you suck us off as we treat you like a horny bitch in heat. I'm also going to get fucked, so there'll be plenty of cum for you to drink from my cunt. And all of what happens this evening is going to be filmed, so you can look back years to come and relive your 17th birthday present. Are you ready?"
"Yeah, I think so," I replied hesitantly, as I tried to imagine what was going on around me, what sort of sexual delights they had got planned for me. I heard a scuffling behind me and was reminded of my totally vulnerable and exposed posture, everything I had completely open to the most intimate of inspections. I was further reminded of my vulnerable position when I felt someone lightly tracing their hand over my thick bush and then on to my stiffening clitty, up the full length of my exposed gash to take hold of the little white string of my Tampax, something I'd completely forgotten I was wearing. Then I felt them tugging on the braided string and my soggy Tampax slowly being eased from my menstruating cunt until it was fully withdrawn, a hard, bulbous knob end immediately taking its place between my crinkly cunt lips. The fat knob end then slowly slid into my cunt,
and only stopped when it butted up hard against my bleeding cervix. Next thing I knew, my mouth was being gently eased open and my blood-soaked Tampax was being pushed inside.
"I bet you already know who I am, don't you, Linda?"
a voice said directly into my ear.
"I think I do,"
I replied, pushing the soggy Tampax to one side of my mouth so I could reply. "I remember the last time we did this in the park. It's Lucy, isn't it?"
"Ah, so you haven't forgotten about me then,"
she replied. "You're now on my farm and tied up in a small wood just behind the house."
"So that's where we are," I replied. "It's good to feel your beautiful cock deep inside me again, Lucy."
"You'll feel Jason's as well a little later.
And then a load more," she replied. "Your mom asked me through Michelle if I could get some guys together to fuck you on your birthday. So I rang several friends and told them about you. They all asked if they could bring some of their friends along as well to fuck you, and with your mom's permission, I said yes. So there are plenty of cocks for you to have tonight. Cocks that'll spurt their cum into your cunt and into your mouth."
Roughly how many?" I asked as I sucked on my soggy Tampax. Lucy slowly slid in and out of my cunt.
"Well, I've managed to round up about 35, she replied. "And there are more here that the others have brought along as well, so you'll not be short of a cock."
I sucked hard and noisily on the blood-soaked Tampax in my mouth and told Lucy to fuck me and fill my cunt with her cum, my first cum of the night. She did exactly that, spurting her thick load of cum into my cunt after giving me a great shagging, and before she took off my blindfold for me, allowing me to see for the first time exactly where I was.
Thanks, Lucy," I said as she knelt behind me and traced her shrinking cock up and down my now parted gash. "That was beautiful."
As Lucy pulled away, Mum came over and knelt alongside me, her fingers going straight into my oozing gash as she finger-fucked me.
"Oh, there's one thing I forgot to tell you earlier, my darling," she said quietly into my ear, "because I want this to be an occasion you'll remember for a very long time. Tonight you're a total slut, a slave, nothing more than a bitch in heat. And because of that, you'll not say no in anything that happens to you. If anyone wants to fuck you, you have to let them. Wherever they want. Even if that means somebody fucking you while you're having a drink or something. And in order for you to feel really used, you have no say in the matter. And you have to let them do whatever they want to you."
"Okay, Mum, I understand," I replied, as a thick dollop of viscous cum from the last guy I'd sucked off slowly slithered down my cheek and obscenely dangled from my chin. So as the next hour or so was spent with me getting fucked in my cunt and my mouth by a continuous line of rigid cocks, only respite being when I sucked Mom's cunt out for her after she'd been shagged a couple times, and when she did the same for me. Some of the cocks were better than others, some large and some small, but all felt great when they throbbed and jerked as they spat their sticky load into me at both ends. In fact, there were no bad fucks off of any of them. Some cocks were short and stubby, and some long and thin, but all of them came, either in my mouth or my cunt. And of course, I have to admit, Michelle's and Susie's were easily the best. Michelle's cock because of the sheer size of its knob end, and also because of the truly massive volume of thick, creamy cum it produced. And Susie's, because of the way it fitted every bit of me and totally satisfied me. I was then allowed to stand up for a little while, five guys walking up and fucking me one after the other as I stood there and tried to have a much-needed ciggy. Then everyone gathered round me and wondered why. The reason became obvious when I saw Steph walking towards me from the house in her sexy undies, with her suspender-framed erect cock slapping her nylon-clad thighs, and two dogs on leashes by her side. "Guess who's gonna get fucked and knotted by these two beauties?" she grinned as she neared me. "And who's then gonna suck them off while everyone watches her?"
"I am,"
I grinned. At least I hope I am. I hadn't seen the dogs before and wondered how I had managed to take their cocks in knots. One was a black and white border collie, and the other was some sort of mutt, of dubious, no doubt, multiple parentage. Oh, you are, but not until I've fucked you first, she grinned back at me. And when I've finished with you, you can wander around and let anyone that wants to fuck you. I was looking forward to that because it was getting uncomfortable on my knees all the time, so lying on my back and taking some more cock would be great. With no more ado, Steph knelt behind me and slid all the way into my dripping cunt, her thick cock making lewd suctioning noises with all the cum in it still contained as it slid in and out of me. Felt good inside, knowing that Steph now felt okay and had enough confidence to appear in public while wearing her sexy undies, and that I'd been a major part of her feeling that way. And felt even better when I could feel her cock pulsating and jerking inside me as she spurted her cum into me. Right, now go and serve your public, she said as she pulled her shrinking cock out of my cum-filled cunt. But not before I suck your cunt clean for you. I was amazed as I felt her mouth closing over my gaping cunt, how expertly she drained the cum from me and swallowed every drop. Your mom taught me how to do that, she said, wiping a smear of cum from her chin. Michelle would fill her cunt with cum, and then I would suck her out again. You couldn't have had better teachers, I smiled as she untied me and helped me to my feet. You really couldn't. I spent the next hour on my back with a never-ending succession of cocks being thrust into my mouth and rammed up my cunt, an al fresco bukkake, with me being the center of attention for everyone's cock and spurting cum. I'd come everywhere as I was soundly fucked, whilst trying in vain to suck off two cocks at a time. Some other guys stood over me and tossed themselves off and shot their loads onto my exposed lower belly, tits, and cum-covered face. As the guys slowly had their fill of my mouth and cunt, Mum announced that it was time for me to get down on my hands and knees. And as soon as I was on all fours, Steph brought up the mutt and steered it in between my legs. The crowd hushed as the dog licked feverishly at the viscous cum that was oozing out of my gaping cunt, and I heard several of the guys telling some of the others that the next bit was going to be good, because I was about to be fucked by each dog in turn. As the mutt mounted me and stabbed his spitting cock at my rump, the guys urged him on, Mum finally guiding the tip of his cock between my cunt lips and into my cunt. Another cheer went round the guys as the dog stepped forward, hunched his back, and rapidly thrust his thickening cock into me, his cock growing longer and thicker by the second, and his knot rapidly swelling, so as it forced my crinkly outer cunt lips apart each time he thrust into me. A few seconds more, and I felt that it had gotten too big for him to pull out, Steph then announcing to the crowd that we were knotted. Another cheer and then cries of excitement as the guys saw how much cum was being forced from my cunt each time the dog rammed his bloated cock into me. It was literally running down the inside of my nylon-clad thighs in two sticky rivers. I could hear the guys behind me guessing how his knot must be to force my cunt to bulge outwards like that. A cricket ball, one guy said. Look how much it's stretching your cunt lips. No, a tomato, another replied knowingly. If it was as big as a cricket ball, it'd tear a twat apart, surely. Well, I wouldn't want it stuck up my arse, someone else joked. It still isn't coming as much as when that tranny fucked her early on, someone else remarked. Now that guy could come. Christ, I've never seen anyone come as much as he did, or so soon after his last come. And did you see the size of his fucking cock? That massive knob end, someone else asked, looking like a great big fucking mushroom it was. The comments were many and various as the dog repeatedly thrust its spurting cock deep inside me and filled me with cum, my stomach gurgling loudly with the sheer bulk of cum that had been spurted into it earlier and the amount that I've actually swallowed. I felt a massive sense of excitement and an orgasm steadily building inside me as I knelt there with my hairy cunt and pert tits on show to all those guys, especially by letting them watch me being soundly fucked and knotted by a dog, whose cum was now literally flooding out of my bulging cunt and running down the inside of my nylon-clad thighs. I couldn't have been more of an exhibitionist if I'd tried, knowing that they'd all fucked me or made me suck them off as I knelt there wearing only my sexy undies, and now letting them see me enjoying my most private pleasure, being fucked and knotted by a dog. As I started to come, the thought crossed my mind as to how I'd feel when I'd let them watch me, lying back and sucking a dog's cock off so I could swallow its cum. By now, the dog had finished thrusting and was lying on my back, panting madly, with its cock firmly knotted inside me, jerking powerfully and throbbing as it spurted its cum into me and forced out a load more to run down my thighs. It was a good 20 minutes later when it finally pulled out of me, so I quickly spun around and spread my legs wide apart, so my cum-filled cunt faced the guys as I sucked a massive purple-red cock into my mouth. I could feel the cum oozing out of my gaping twat, and moaned loudly on the spurting cock as the guys looked on and cheered me, then holding the dog's jerking cock an inch or so from my open mouth so they could watch the cum being squirted into it. They cheered me again as I swallowed and slid the full length of it into my mouth again, the dog simply standing over me and letting me do it. After a few minutes, it walked off and I sat up before letting a mouthful of doggy cum run down over my exposed tits and soak into my basque. Then it was back onto my hands and knees as Steph brought the collie around and stood it between my legs. As soon as she unleashed it, it dived forward and feverishly licked my oozing cunt, its probing tongue worming its way inside me and making me wriggle with delight. "When he's firmly knotted, let me slide underneath you, Linda," Steph said softly in my ear. "I want to drink his cum as it runs out of your cunt. And I want to toss myself off and cum in your mouth, Linda, while I'm being fucked by Steph," Susie added. "Ah, lovely," I grinned, knotted with a dog and sucking off a spurting cock. What more could a girl ask for on her birthday? The dog, then tired of licking me out, suddenly dived onto my back before it started stabbing its spitting cock at my partly splayed cunt lips, Steph expertly guiding them in, and the dog ramming its full length into me. Unlike many of the other dogs I'd been fucked by, this one didn't pull its cock, and its swelling knot all the way out before thrusting forward once more. Instead, it sank everything it had into me and fucked me really deeply. Instead of jabbing its cock into me, its knot and cock both slowly swelled to full size as it soundly knotted with me, the pointed tip of its cock being wedged in the neck of my cervix, dilating it and gently forcing its way into my womb. The action of the dog's throbbing and pulsating cock as it spurted its cum into my womb felt beautiful. I pushed my hips back onto it so it further slid inside me. Seeing as we are now knotted, Steph slid underneath me in a 69 position, and Susie immediately sank down onto her erect cock before wanking on her own. I then took her knob end between my lips and sucked on it as she repeatedly raised and lowered herself down onto Steph's rigid tool, impaling herself on Steph's cock as her balls slapping against her nylon-clad thighs. By now, Steph had one finger in my ass and was frantically finger-fucking me with it, as she gently moaned and sucked on the dog's escaping cum from my hairy gash. "Come inside me, Steph," Susie urged, as she tossed herself off, pointed her cock at my mouth. "Spurt your cum into me, and I'll spurt mine into Linda's mouth." Steph couldn't take it anymore, the dirty talk from Susie, and immediately thrust her hips up at Susie's ass, spurting her cum deep inside her and moaning loudly. This had the immediate effect of making Susie shoot in my mouth, long viscous strings of her sticky cum arcing from her knob end to land with a splat on my tongue. I sucked her throbbing cock hard into my mouth and swallowed every delicious drop of her cum, both girls finally slowing down to a stop before they disconnected and moved away from me and my cum-spurting canine friend. I felt an unexpected mini-orgasm rapidly build and blast through me as I dropped down onto my elbows, and the dog slid even further inside me, his hard but spongy doggy cock now deeply wedged in the neck of my dilated cervix. "You all right, my darling?" Mum asked as she knelt at my heel. "Oh, yes, Mum," I smiled at her. "Best birthday present ever." "Hey, it's not over yet," she smiled. There's more to come, if you pardon the pun. She then turned to the watching crowd of guys and held my hand. Anyone else that'd like to fuck my daughter, or wants to have her suck them off, can do so after the dog pulls out of her. And after she's finished sucking him off, she announced. That should be in about a half an hour's time, so wank yourselves hard for her, and give her everything you've got. I don't want anyone leaving here tonight with a trace of cum left in their balls. Oh, and I could do with some more cum as well. A cheer went up from the guys, and I heard quite a few telling their friends they hadn't realized I was her daughter. Never fucked a mother and daughter before, I heard one say.
Me either, another agreed. I'm going to tonight.
I didn't know what it was about the dog that had been presently knotted with me, whether I'd opened up a bit by the other or what, but he felt so good. His cock twitched in all the right places, and he felt great wedged inside my cervix. By the feel of it, he'd had quite a long and thick cock and a large knot, but neither were that big that they were uncomfortable. His swollen knot being just big enough to stretch my cunt walls and hold him firmly inside me without any pain. His pulsating cock being long and thick enough to really let me know that I was being thoroughly fucked by him, as it pulsated strongly and spat its copious cum deep inside me. Whatever it was, I made a note to ask Steph about him afterwards, and see if I could let him have me again before he went back to his home and his owners. As I knelt there with his beautiful cock throbbing and jerking away, and his thick and creamy cum running down my nylon-clad thighs, I couldn't help but compare him to Susie, and how good her cock felt when she fucked me, almost as though each of their cocks had been made to measure for my cunt. My thoughts were disturbed, however, when I felt him struggling to pull out of me, and I readied myself to see how good he tasted. And if he tasted as good as he felt, I really wanted him to fuck me again. I needn't have worried. He tasted fantastic. As I laid underneath him with my knees spread wide apart so as everyone could see his cum draining from my gaping cunt, I felt his purple and red cock throbbing and slapping against my lips as I loosely held his spurting cock in my mouth and swallowed his cum. My gaping cunt was gurgling obscenely with the thick cum that splattered from it, and I looked over towards the guys to see many of them standing there with their erect cocks in their hands. You guys all want to fuck me again? I grinned as I held the dog's cock over my face so it lewdly splashed and bathed it with its cum. We sure do, somebody shouted. Well, come on then, I replied, letting go of the dog and lying back with my knees bent and splayed open. And don't forget, I've got a mouth that needs filling as well. I spent the next hour or so being fucked in every position possible, finally draining the guys of both their cum and their hunger for my cunt. How do you feel, my darling? My mom asked as soon as Susie helped me get to my feet. Was that a great birthday present or what? Fantastic, Mom, I grinned at her. I can't feel my cunt right now. It's sort of numb from all the cocks it's had. Yeah, and look at how swollen your guts are with all the cum you've drunk. Susie added. Christ, I thought you were never going to have enough. You know me, Susie. If it's there, I'll drink it, I grinned. I followed Lucy back to her house for me to take a shower, and the guys all clapped and shouted their thanks for such a great time, me and Mom both waving. How many times were you fucked tonight, Mom? I asked her. Enough to keep me going all week, she grinned, and some more. As we laid back and chatted with a coffee and Siggy in Lucy's lounge afterwards, I asked Steph about the border collie. He belongs to the riding farm up on the moor, she replied, but they're not happy with him because he nips the sheep too hard, so they're after getting rid of him. You're joking, I gasped, sitting upright on the settee. They want to sell him? That's what they told me when they brought him in, Steph replied. Mum, I grinned broadly as I looked over to her. What, another birthday present? She laughed. We still have him, and make very good use of him, if you know what I mean. The end.